Things went on like this for 15 minutes or more while I tried to put the minister at his ease by telling him stories and jokes and asking him a few questions. But soon I began to think perhaps there was no such thing as the minister at his ease. He never gave me an answer of more than a single word. I suggested we play a drinking game. I even asked if he liked to sing. The longest exchange we had in our first half hour was when the minister asked if I was a dancer. "Why, yes, I am. Would the minister like me to perform a short piece?" "No," he said. And that was the end of it. The minister may not have liked making eye contact with people, but he certainly liked to study his food, as I discovered after a maid arrived with dinner for the two men. Before putting anything in his mouth, he held it up with his chopsticks and peered at it, turning it this way and that. And if he didn't recognize it, he asked me what it was. "It's a piece of yam boiled in soy sauce and sugar," I told him, when he held up something orange. Actually, I didn't have the least idea whether it was yam or a slice of whale liver or anything else, but I didn't think the minister wanted to hear that. Later, when he held up a piece of marinated beef and asked me about it, I decided to tease him a bit. "Oh, that's a strip of marinated leather," I said. "It's a specialty of the house here. It's made from the skin of elephants. So I guess I should have said elephant leather."
"Elephant leather?"
"Now, minister, you know I'm teasing you. It's a piece of beef. Why do you look at your food so closely? Did you think you would come here and eat dog or something?"
"I've eaten dog, you know," he said to me.
"That's very interesting, but we don't have any dog here tonight, so don't look at your chopsticks anymore." Very soon we began playing a drinking game. Nobu hated drinking games, but he kept quiet after I made a face at him. We may have let the minister lose a bit more often than we should have, because later, as we were trying to explain the rules to a drinking game he'd never played, his eyes became as unsteady as corks floating in the surf. All at once, he stood up and headed off toward one corner of the room.
"Now, minister," Nobu said to him, "exactly where are you planning on going?"
The minister's answer was to let out a burp, which I considered a very well-spoken reply, because it was apparent he was about to throw up. Nobu and I rushed over to help him, but he'd already clamped his hand over his mouth. If he'd been a volcano, he would have been smoking by this time, so we had no choice but to roll open the glass doors to the garden to let him vomit onto the snow there. You may be appalled at the thought of a man throwing up into one of these exquisite decorative gardens, but the minister certainly wasn't the first. We geisha tried to help a man down the hallway to the toilet, but sometimes we can't manage it. If we say to one of the maids that a man has just visited the garden, they all know exactly what we mean and come at once with their cleaning supplies.